Chapter 46. Colleen's mother told everyone to find a partner for the three-legged race. Jeff and Colleen looked nervously at each other. Judy and Betty paired up. They stood side by side with their arms around each other's shoulders as Mrs. Verigold tied their inside legs together. Lori and Melinda became another team. Bradley thought they looked funny since Melinda was almost twice Lori's size. Amy and Dina looked even funnier. Since they were both dressed the same, they looked like a two-headed monster. Except, of course, he didn't believe in monsters. Karen suddenly realized what was happening. If Jeff and Colleen became partners, it meant she'd have to be partners with Bradley. So, Jeff said to Colleen, who's your partner?
No one yet, said Colleen. Who's yours?
No one yet.
Colleen's mother stepped in and paired up the final two teams. She didn't think it would be proper for a boy and a girl to have their legs tied together, so she made Jeff and Bradley one team and Colleen and Karen the other. Bradley was glad that he and Jeff were finally on the same team. Colleen and Jeff were happy with the teams, too. As much as they liked each other, they weren't quite ready to put their arms around each other and tie their legs together. Karen was the only one who was disappointed. She thought it would have been exciting to have been partners with Bradley. The five teams lined up. It wasn't a relay race. Each team would go at the same time. They had to run past the tree to the fence, then back.
Don't try to run too fast, Jeff cautioned. The most important thing is that we keep together so we don't fall down.
Bradley nodded.
On your mark, said Mrs. Verigold. Get set. Go!
They took two steps, then tumbled to the ground. As they tried to get up, they kept pulling each other back down. At last, they stood up together and started after the others.
Inside, outside, inside, outside, Jeff directed as they moved their legs in unison. The other teams took a long time turning around at the fence. When Jeff and Bradley reached the fence, they simply fell down again and stood up facing the other direction. It was quicker that way. Amy and Dina were just ahead of them. Amy tried to go to the left of the tree as Dina tried to go to the right of it. They smashed into it.
Inside, outside, inside, outside, said Jeff as he and Bradley charged around them.
Karen and Colleen were in the lead when they suddenly stumbled and fell on their faces. Judy and Betty tumbled over them. Lori and Melinda had to stop and turn to avoid the pile. Jeff and Bradley charged past, now in first place.
Inside, outside, inside, outside, called Jeff.
But they must have missed a beat somewhere because when he said inside, they moved their outside feet. And when he said outside, they moved their inside feet.
Hey, Bradley, you're going the wrong way, yelled Lori.
Oh!
Amy and Dina dived across the finish line in first place, just ahead of Lori and Melinda. Jeff and Bradley crawled across in third. Judy, Betty, Karen, and Colleen remained tangled together on the grass. After everyone got untied, they gathered on the grass next to the patio.
Now what? Bradley asked, nobody in particular.
Colleen's mother is adding up the points, said Betty.
Then we'll get to pick our prizes, said Judy.
He asked me, said Betty.
Everyone hushed as Mrs. Verigold prepared to announce the winner.
The winner is...
She paused suspensefully.
Bradley!
He was shocked. He had been on the winning team every time, except for the three-legged race and the somersault race. But he had been having too much fun to notice. Everyone clapped their hands as he walked to the front. Mrs. Verigold gave him a blue ribbon that said first place on it. No one had told him about the ribbon. Then he got to pick a prize. He looked through the basket. There were lots of good things from which to choose. Dolls, makeup, perfume, earrings, hair ornaments. He chose a harmonica. Melinda came in second. Then Amy, Judy, Dina, Karen, Lori, and Betty. And Jeff was last. Jeff knew he'd be last since he was never on Bradley's team. The only race he won was a somersault race.